It is Friday, which means it's time to take a break from work responsibilities and get right into home responsibilities. Starting with grocery shopping. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. We started off our show today talking about adulting, but also with a song by Chunsoomi, XOXO. So it's Friday, November 12th, 2021. A lot of you are like, yeah, let's party, woo! Some of you may be like, oh, man, okay, what do I have to do? Laundry, vacuum, grocery shopping. It's a very different list depending on who you are. If you can't avoid it, though, enjoy it, right? House chores, unfortunately, if you live in a house, you gotta clean up after it. I'm sorry, it's just the rules. Unless you're super rich and can afford someone to clean for you, and maybe that cleaning takes place on the weekends. It's not easy, though. I hate cleaning. I don't mind organizing and tidying up, but I hate cleaning. Grocery shopping, though, that one I actually enjoy. I don't know if you guys are with me on this. It's pretty enjoyable, no? You get to go up and down the aisles, pick out your favorite snacks in between. You can browse through some of the latest products or food items. Sometimes get lucky with one of those, as we call it, 1+1 sale. Other parts of the world may call it buy one, get one free. In Korea, though, it's 1+1. Nowadays, we can even do it online, which, oh my goodness, that has been my saving grace amidst the COVID pandemic. Thank you endlessly to the people who deliver my groceries. Honestly, I couldn't have survived COVID without you. I will say, though, it's a love-hate thing. I love it for the convenience, but sometimes they give me some not-so-fresh stuff, which then I get really angry about. But, yeah, you know, there's pros and cons. There's drawbacks to everything, no? So when I'm extra picky about quality, I do have to go myself to the neighborhood market. Better yet, though, maybe I can go to one of those wholesale retail stores, you know, those membership-only types where you can't just buy one pineapple, you need like five. Or not one toothbrush, but it's like 20 at a time. It's super economically friendly. It saves you a lot of money, but it's a lot of stuff, right? Decisions. Now that I don't live alone, though, I think I do prefer the wholesale route. It's like 10 toothpastes and toothbrushes. It sounds like a lot, but we actually go through them pretty quickly. It works. But if I live by myself, maybe more one of those like individually wrapped type of premium supermarkets, if you know what I mean. Anyway, grocery shopping isn't the only chore I'm probably going to be doing this weekend, so wish me luck. And if any of you are in the same boat, you have some chores to catch up on, good luck to you as well. Let's try to get some rest, too, though, in between, right? I just call blinks my little mini rests. Every blink. Look, I just rested. Oh, there you go. I rested again. Doesn't recharge me, though. I'm crying right now as I'm saying this. Let's listen to Yang Da-il. 널 그리워하고 있어. Absence. That was Yang Da-il, who summed up through his vocals my vibe regarding adulting this weekend. 널 그리워하고 있어, absence. The title doesn't do it justice, though. The title in Korean literally means, I am missing you. I am not missing you, chores. Away, evil. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Here are the ways you can tune into our show. So, shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz. That's bound for Europe. 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, that's spelled K-O-N-G app, and podcast through whatever podcast app. We do ask of you, if you have a minute, please give us a rating on that podcast app. That really helps us out. You can also give us feedback, song requests, answer a weekly Your Two Cents question. Just get involved. That's all on our Gram account. Search us up at KBS K-pop is the handle. You can also go to our homepage, world.kbs.co.kr. That has all the info on not just our show, but all the shows on KBS World Radio, not to mention a message board where you can use that to connect and give us feedback through as well. Now, being that it's Friday, you guys know we have coffee or tea like usual. And then, of course, Peter joining us in the latter half of our show. Let's make our way towards that with B1A4, 거대한 말, Adore You. Following that, we have Billy's Ring and Ring. Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind on together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Water, painkiller pills, hot showers. These are some things that can help a hangover after a night out. But have you ever heard of a hangover cure ring? I'm not making this up, you guys. This is new technology. In the ruins of an ancient wine factory, Israeli archaeologists have discovered a ring that they believe was likely used to prevent hangovers. The Israel Antiquities Authority said the ring is gold with a purple semi-precious gem. And they found this particular ring in a part of Israel at a size dating to the Byzantine era between the 3rd century and 7th century. That's between years 201 and 700. This winery has been considered to be the largest known in this Byzantine world, and the section where the ring was found dates to about the 7th century. Furthermore, locals of the region believe that these semi-precious gems were the 12th stone in the foundation of New Jerusalem, and the ancient Greeks believed that it counteracted the effects of wine. Archaeologists also find it possible that the ring belonged to the elites who lived in the city as early as the 3rd century. And that's current era, of course. And they wore it to either ward off a hangover or as a symbol of status, most likely both. Experts say the winery was known for bottling a white wine known as Gaza wine and likely produced more than 500,000 gallons per year. Do you guys believe in this kind of stuff? Like, for example, gems warding off stuff, or like crystals having powers to do things, right? The particular gem that they found in this ring, they believe, it's not confirmed, so take it with a grain of salt. They believe that maybe it was amethyst, but I don't know. Do you really think that putting amethyst on a ring can ward off hangovers? I'm not too sure about that. I think the best cure for a hangover are those little jellies and drinks that they sell in Korean convenience stores. In Korea, we sell drinks. They taste horrible. They taste like earthy tonics. But it's supposed to prevent hangovers, and they work. And because they don't taste that good, as of sort of recently, they made it into a jelly form. It just tastes like candy. And then you eat it before you drink, and maybe after you drink. And it's supposed to help ward off hangovers. They work, but I will say there's a downfall, because with every good thing, there's a bad thing, right? They help you not get hangovers, but they also make you not get affected by the alcohol. So you tend to drink more. So decide what you will. Would you rather save calories and money and drink a little bit less, but maybe feel the effects of a hangover? Or would you rather not suffer the next day, but intake a lot more calories and spend a lot more money to enjoy that feeling, the slight buzz of alcohol. I don't know. Your choice. Let's listen to 수란 featuring 창모. 오늘 취하면 wine. Vibes
1 to 5.
Welcome to our Friday segment, Vibes 1 to 5. Peter is here with his playlist of the top 5 songs that match the mood for the week. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Angela. Would you mind if I changed the corner name?
Oh, do you have a suggestion?
Vibes 5 to 1. Mind blown. But it's actually more accurate because we go from 5 to 1.
That's true, we do.
I think we've been kind of pulling the wool over our listeners' eyes for all these months, more than a year.
I am sure they are outraged and...
And that's why I wanted to act first.
Okay.
I think it's better to own up to something before the accuser or the wronged comes out and says, Peter, have you got something to say sorry for?
But it doesn't sound good, Vibes. 5 to 1. Because, you know, the 5 and the vibe,
yeah.
Similar I sound.
I see. All right. Well, we'll have a little meeting, but I just want to let the listeners know, because I was concerned about their worries
okay.
and their fury, that we are thinking about this. These are issues.
I'm so glad you're wasting further time with this issue.
I just wanted to say I recognize you. I see you.
Uh-huh.
I feel you.
Uh-huh.
What are the other kind of woke things to
say? Are
you
trying to, like, run for president or something?
Well, seeing, like, you know, the presidential election's kind of... In motion here.
Yeah, that's true.
I was listening to one of the debates on the Conservative Party
side.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad I'm not a politician, I must say. You have to, like, tiptoe around everything.
And we can tell, no? You see through the,
yes.
the PC diplomatically whatever types of answers.
Yeah, you see what they can't say,
yeah.
what they wouldn't dare approach. And I'm
yeah.
so glad that here on Vibes 1 to 5, I can say what I like.
No, within reason.
Okay, yeah, it's family friendly,
yeah.
I promise. We did have a conversation about that before the show. But anyway, let's do this, because the 14th of every month is some weird, wacky day in Korea, isn't it?
It is.
And to be honest, as Koreans, we only really think about, what is it, Valentine's Day,
White Day,
maybe Black Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing else. And that's February, March, April, all in a
yep.
row. But officially, the 14th in a couple of days is...
I have no idea.
See? That proves my point. I didn't know either, but it's movie day.
You're so big on these days, by the way.
I want
You're
to
the
have
only
a...
one who cares.
Look, so I want to have a reason behind my playlist,
okay.
not just personal ones, where we can all connect. And I think many people, the vast majority, apart from my friend Andrew Summers, likes movies.
I love how you drop actual names of people in your life.
Andrew James Summers.
Oh, gosh.
We call him Shandy because there was another Andrew in our group of friends. But anyway,
okay.
he's the only guy I know who doesn't like movies. He was like, what's the point of movies?
That's kind of weird.
I was like, what do you mean, what's the point?
And you should stop being friends with him.
Yeah, he's moved to Dubai, so we don't really talk.
Oh.
It's okay now, yeah. And we never went to the cinema together. Whenever us as lads went, he would just say, I'm not coming.
How do you not like movies?
He was like, it's not real. What's the point? And I was like, well, okay, what about documentary films? He'd say, yeah, if it's completely a documentary, like a Mike Myers thing or whatever. It's not Mike Myers.
Mike
what was
Myers?
His name?
That's a...
He's a comedian. What
yeah.
was the guy's name? Mike something. The guy with the hat with the glasses
uh-huh.
did Fahrenheit 9/11.
I forgot.
Oh, something. Anyway,
yeah.
he'd watch that. But anything else is it's not real, so what is the point?
Even documentaries, though, it's from a specific perspective.
Yeah, anyway, so I like movies. You like movies?
I love movies.
Any shout-outs to a recent movie you've watched, perhaps? Do you remember anything?
Oh, no. But I did watch Squid Game.
That's
but
not
man,
a movie.
I've already gone over my 1 week limit of talking about one show.
Okay, but Squid Game has an exception. You
yeah.
can talk about that ad infinitum for months,
okay.
I think. But anyway.
No movies these days.
Well, have you seen the Korean classic My Sassy Girl?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's the first song. So these are all songs from movies.
Very nice.
Did you like it? Because it got an amazing amount of popularity here and abroad.
It's been a while since I watched it. I did enjoy it very much. But at that time, I think I was like, there were some cultural references that kind of went over my head a little bit.
Yeah.
I think if I were to rewatch it now, I think I'd enjoy it more.
Yeah, I didn't. love it. I didn't even get to the end because uh-huh. everyone hyped it up so much. And it was a brilliant film, I think, if you watched it without any pre-expectations.
Yeah.
But I just thought, this isn't as good as everyone is saying.
It was pretty highly touted, right?
Yeah, it is a quite sad slash happy film by the ending point of it. But anyway, this song will capture the emotions of it. Shin Sung-hoon with I Believe.
That was your closest imitation. And we lost it.
And it really does kind of narrate the film where the girl doesn't show up at the appointed time when they're going to meet after everything's said and done. And he's just saying, I believe one day you will show up. Yeah. I will continue to wait.
There you go.
I'll be here every Friday waiting for you, Angie.
This is weird. Let's listen to Shin Sung-hoon. You want to do it again?
I believe.
That was I Believe by Shin Sung-hoon from the movie My Sassy Girl or 엽기적인 그녀 starring Cha Tae-hyun and
Jun Ji-hyun. In her prime, I must
don't
say.
Don't say that. No, I don't think that's her prime.
Like, yeah, okay, that
I
is...
I think it was Pyeoreo's Own Good Day. I think that's her prime.
I didn't watch that. And yeah, it is rude to say that, I suppose. But I'm not in my prime anymore. I'm happy to admit that.
I'm not in my prime. I'm
on your behalf,
going
yeah.
towards my prime.
No, I'm happy to admit on your behalf you are hoping that's the case.
I haven't even started on the hill of my prime.
Yes, Angie, that's right. You are on the up, my friend. Let's move on swiftly to the next film and song combo and a completely different genre of film. Have you seen Penguins of Madagascar?
No, I didn't. Is this song in it?
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. The Wonder Girls with Nobody, Nobody But You.
Oh.
Maybe their English version, I do believe.
Okay. Mm. You do believe.
I could try and sing all of the words I'm saying uh-huh. from these song titles, but I'm not going to. Madagascar, you've seen that film franchise.
No, I haven't.
Oh, like, you're like Andrew Summers' best friend. I reckon you're his partner in crime. Why not? Madagascar is one of the best animations.
I watched Ice Age.
No, way better. Ice Age, meh.
Ice Age, I loved Ice Age. They have three Ice Ages.
That's they might have four, actually. My son.
Well, do they have four Madagascars?
I think so. And this is a spin-off. Okay. Because the characters in Madagascar, the grumpy penguins, are so attractive in their own right that they got their own spin-off.
Okay.
All right,
touché.
It's really good. There's David Schwimmer doing a voice from Friends and some other dudes that I can't remember. Oh, Chris Rock's in it as well. Brilliant.
Okay, I might have to check it out. Is it on Netflix?
Yes, at least a few editions. Penguins of Madagascar, though, it's a bit odd where this song comes in. It zooms into an aquarium in Shanghai,
uh-huh.
and the penguins are performing there. They've been trapped in the enclosure.
Aww.
And then they do Nobody by a Korean band, the Wonder Girls.
Oh, but that's cute, because this song is very... Sticky or schmicky. What's the word? Shtick. Yeah, shticky.
Yeah, and they do perform. They come out of these big clamshells and they're male penguins, but they're wearing the clamshell bras that is sometimes associated with like mermaids and stuff. And then they bust out Nobody, Nobody But You. It is gimmicky.
Short little fins.
Yes, and their chubby little bellies. They are really good. And that's brilliant. It doesn't play the whole song, unfortunately, but 20 seconds Nobody in a Hollywood animation. That's pretty
good. That's a big
deal. And then... After that, back to Korean movies. I'm sure you've seen this one, Take Off or 국가대표.
I did see this one.
This came out just after Haeundae, I think, the massive blockbuster in Busan, the disaster movie.
Oh, was it after? I saw Haeundae too.
Yeah.
See, I'm not Andrew Summers.
Well, Madagascar, I don't know, arguably maybe better than both. But I did love 국가대표, and that's the ski jumping team film.
I think the English title was Take Off.
Yeah, part true story,
yeah.
part fictionalized. And it was actually the first time that Ha Jong-woo starred with his father, Kim Yong-gun, in the movie.
Oh, was his dad in there?
Yeah, he was like the Federation head or something. Not a massive role. But this is a bit of a tearjerker. Like, some people don't like sports films.
Mm-hmm.
But when the kind of underdog comes and rises to the fore, won't give any spoilers away.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes me cry every time I see it.
I think we're allowed to give spoilers for sports films because they're so predictable, no?
Well, in this one, gold, silver, bronze, maybe not. Maybe not.
All right.
It's Loveholics with Butterfly.
This is such an inspirational song, though.
Right? Yeah.
I saw the movie kind of late. Like, we're talking like almost a decade after it came out.
Okay.
But the song still triggered these, like, I can achieve my dreams type of vibes in me.
Yes. Talking about flying like a ski jumper. I don't know if ski jumper is mentioned, but you've got these kind of haunting vocals as well.
You should just stick to I Believe.
I Believe.
Here's Wonder Girls with Nobody.
And then Loveholics with Butterfly. You know I still love you, baby. And you'll never change.
That was Butterfly by Loveholics. I can be an Olympic athlete too.
You could do a ski jump.
Because I'm not in my prime yet.
Yeah, of course. You're just at the peak of your youth, Angela.
And before that, Wonder Girls, Nobody.
Okay, we're down to the top two. And some films, I would say, for all these songs, I'm also recommending the films as a bonus.
Mm.
So I don't know if the listeners would like to make a charitable donation to the Peter Bint Fund.
What the heck does
it's
that
two
have?
For the price of one.
No? All right, get to the second song, please.
All right, this is from the Korean film 200 Pounds Beauty.
I saw this one.
I don't think I've seen it all the way through because I saw Shallow Hal with Gwyneth Paltrow and what's his name, Jack Black.
I like that movie too.
And then I thought it's kind of similar, different but similar, not
very
the same
Korean,
premise.
Though.
And the song from it, in this case, is a Western track that was turned into a Korean version. Maria, you gotta see
no,
her.
You have many skills with
Maria.
Your voice, but
Kim Ah-jung, singing is not one of them. That's about the main skill with a voice. But anyway, Kim Ah-jung is the actress from it.
Yeah.
And she trained so hard, and people were so surprised how good she was.
She was really good.
Yeah, because she was trained by this singer called Yumi, who at the time there was a little trend for singers not actually showing their faces.
Yeah, you're right.
Not performing on stage or anything. And it was a bit of a shame for Yumi, and they've remained really good friends, and Yumi's been on some shows, you know, where they've delved back into unknown singers from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And brought them out recently. And they've talked about their friendship. I think they're still in contact quite regularly.
Oh, that's
it's quite
very
lovely,
sweet.
Yeah. And that Maria track is just a classic from Blondie from back in the day anyway.
Yeah.
And the film, did you like it?
I did. Again, predictable.
Mm-hmm.
But you just fall in love with Kim Ah-jung.
Yeah,
and
her
that
character.
Was like the start to her very successful career, right?
Yeah, and it's another little, one about 200 pounds beauty gives it away, right?
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
not so slim and maybe people seeing, just judging you on your looks and realizing they're wrong.
I don't support all the messages in that film, but it was entertaining.
Okay, and number one time. This is my favorite old school Korean track.
What is this?
님은 먼 곳에. It's from Kim Chijia in like the 70s. It's my mum's favorite track. And so I bust this out at the Norebang, at the singing room.
Very nice.
This is Kami's updated version, and it's from the film by the same name, 님은 먼 곳에. It wasn't massive. At the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
2008 is when it came out. So I think I arrived maybe just after this was in the cinemas. And it's the story of a wife whose husband goes to the Vietnam War without telling her.
Oh.
And so she wants to find him. So she becomes the lead singer of a traveling band.
Oh.
And it's quite a long way of going about it. But it kind of was a big deal for Sue, Park Sue, an actress who you'll recognize the face, I think.
Oh, yeah,
if
definitely.
You've watched a lot of Korean dramas and movies.
She's in this one?
Yeah, she's the lead character.
She sings?
Goes in the traveling band. I'm not sure if they used her voice like Kim Ah-jung's because Gami is on the soundtrack for the named track. And it's called actually Sunny in Korean, which is confusing because there was a much more famous Sunny film just
very
a few
true.
Years later. But this song, it's a bit too rocky for my liking compared to the old school organ sound in the 70s version, but it's still really emotional.
Okay. This is why you're not in your prime anymore because you lived to know a song from the organ stage.
사랑한다, go. And it talks about loving someone, giving them your tears, your dreams, Aww. And everything, and then they disappear somewhere far off.
All right, well, it's time for you to disappear somewhere far off, Peter.
I hope you sing this once I'm gone. 님은 곳에. I'm looking forward to it, Angie.
Please
see
come
you
back next week.
Next Friday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Peter.
I believe.
Let's send him out with Kim Ha-chung's Maria.
Believe.
And then Gummy with 님은 곳에. You so far away. The last one on Peter's playlist, Kami with 님은 먼 곳에, You So Far Away. That's it for our show, K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.